This is Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmil Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The Ministry of Public Works and partners have embarked on the distribution of water and purification materials in Riverside County. Over 25 towns and villages in Moa Statutory District benefited from the distribution of water guide tablets from the Water and Sanitation Arm of the Ministry of Public Works. According to our Onmil Radio correspondent, Enoch Sando, the Water and Sanitation Arm of the Ministry has concluded the distribution of the water guide tablets in Moa Statutory District, Riverside County. Enoch said the distribution of the water guide tablets is aimed at purifying drinking water in the remote parts of the country. He said plans have been made to jumpstart other phases of sanitation projects in the county.
Face Africa, through Last Well, an American Christian organization is implementing a project that is intended to provide filter bucket for areas that have no access to clean and safe drinking water. And in the second phase of that project, they will rehabilitate rain ponds across the county. And phase three of the project will be the construction of additional hand pumps that like hand pumps.
Onmil Radio, Riverside County correspondent Enoch Sando. Nima County Community College, NCC, has rolled out an early childhood development program. The college president told Onmil Radio that the program has taken a practical step with the construction of a 6-classroom building with a library and children learning center. Dr. Gono hopes the concept can be used in the country to boost the education sector. At the same time, the Development Education Network Liberia, DENEL, has concluded a 6-month vulnerable youth project in 4 counties, namely Bong, Lofa, Nimba, and Grand Gide. The network has been involved in a series of activities ranging from sports tournaments, trainings, dialogue forums, village savings, and loans, and has embarked upon a grand celebration. The head of the network, Madame Dorothy Tome, told on the radio that DENEL has been providing vocational capacity building opportunities to youth during the project and has deemed it necessary to provide these youth with toolkits and celebrate with them. Madame Tome added that the selection of the 4 southeastern counties was based upon UNDP's assessment, which identified them as counties stricken with numerous of SGBV issues. The news is coming to you from Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Pope Francis is sending the Vatican's top expert on sexual abuse to Chile to investigate accusations that a bishop covered up for an abusive priest. The Pope met the priest's victims on a recent visit, but then affirmed his belief that Bishop Juan Barros was innocent and accused people of slandering him. He later apologized for the comments. Critics have insisted the choice to ordain the bishop should be reviewed and asked for further action. A statement on Tuesday said new information had emerged in the case and announced that investigator Archbishop Charles Cicluna of Malta was going to the country to listen to those who want to submit information in their possession. He is known for persecuting a number of cases for the Vatican's doctrine of body from 2002 to 2012. And the number of known sexual abuse victims of former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar has grown to 265, a Michigan judge has said. At least 65 victims are said to confront Nassar, 54, in court this week in the last of 3 sentencing hearings, prosecutors say. He was sentenced last week to 40 to 175 years in prison after nearly 160 women testified that he had molested them. He was earlier sentenced to 60 years prison for having child abuse images. That's the Onmil Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmil, you can log on to www.onmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmil2003, or twitter/onmilnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.